Hello, my friends. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday. Thank you so much for coming back and visiting the blog today. It's been a minute since you all have heard my voice, but I am here. Welcome to my day 5 and 6 of my 12 days of Christmas. So happy to have you. If you do not know anything about this series, click on the link where it's underlined for 12 days of Christmas and it will explain a little bit. Otherwise, I'm going to jump right into it and get started. Again, thank you so much for visiting, and here we go. Okay, it is really good to be back on a Sunday. The last few times, it was Monday. Last Monday, I just typed because I had too much going on. And I think the Monday before that, I did do audio, but it was happening on Monday. I don't know. I'm kind of scattered. So, and it's funny, when I record these for you all, I like to be alone because I feel like I'm not really animated when I talk, but I feel like I'm not being stifled because no one is listening, because that's the beauty of it. When I talk, I'm by myself. I feel like I can be myself and get it all out. But when I have family in the room, even though they don't care, it's just kind of hard to get it done. But again, it's great to be back on a Sunday and to catch everybody up on, you know, what's happening, if you care. If you don't care, I care, right? Okay, so yeah, is everybody ready for the holiday? I'm getting there. I'm never really, really ready. I actually passed someone on the elevator yesterday who was looking at her phone, and she was saying, "This is the most stressful time of year for me. Why is Christmas stressful?" You know why Christmas is stressful? Because we base so much of our holiday on gifts and giving people crap. And it makes it stressful to up one from what you did the previous year, when deep down we know that's not what Christmas is really about. But that's what it has become in the land of Nod, so to speak, in the land of I need, I won't, gimme, gimme, gimme. But again, I am slowly getting ready for the holiday. I started decorating really early because for me, I don't know why, and it shouldn't be, but decorating gives me some kind of stress because I feel like I have all this stuff. I got to put it out, and I don't have a whole lot of people coming through to my home, but people do come through my home, and it's like, I want it to look nice. I want it to look like I'm not a college student. You know, I just want it to look nice. So yeah. My decorations are done. I've included just a few pictures. I will have some more to share very soon. My holiday cards to my friends and family are sent. I've only not sent 4, and that's because I need to put just a little gift card in it, just, you know, a little something. But other than that, my holiday cards are sent. My shopping is almost done. And on the real, I only shop for a very few people. My mom and dad, one of my aunties, Bianca, and my boyfriend. Oh, and my coworkers, which I haven't done any of my coworker shopping because that's just usually gift cards. And I say that even though gift cards seem to be kind of insensitive, we are grown folk. So when you're grown, you can buy your own ish. You know what I mean? I don't have to go out and get you what you want. You're grown, you work every day. You get your own ish, right? So, but I do know what my coworkers like. I know they like their coffee every day. I know one where one gets his lunch every day. So I will get them a gift card to where they like. So that way, the next few times they go, they don't have to worry about paying for it. It's just a little something that you do with people that you've worked with for a really long time. And the amount of time that I've worked with these people, we could have raised an adult. So yes, that's coming later. I'm going to talk about that real quick. But yeah, my shopping's almost done. My dinner menu is always simple for Christmas. I always do a small ham. Sometimes I do something else because now we have a new addition to our family who does not eat pork. So I try to be respectful and always have something that they can partake in. So ham, green bean casserole, a rice side, and that's it. I make a sweet bread or like a monkey bread. I might do one other dessert, some cookies. I think last year I made cookies. Sometimes I get in this mood, and when I get in this mood to bake, I will bake two or three different types of cookies at one time and just get it all out the way. And go from there. But anyway, yeah, so like I said up top, I have included just a few little pictures around my home. My theme has been trees. I've got trees in every corner of my place. I don't know why. It's something about trees. It's winter. It's Christmas. It makes my heart sing. I don't know. So I've included a little video clip of my tree. I've talked about it before. You know, my place is not big, you know, and I don't have a lot of storage. So I have a small pencil kind of tree where it can go in the top of my closet. I've got so much stuff on it that I told my daughter, we can't buy any more decorations, girl, because they are not going to get on this tree. So I'm hoping next year, if we are in a new locale, that I can get a normal size tree and I could put this one in my bedroom and hook it up and make it all white, all pink, all gold, all whatever, because I do have a theme. I like trees. I like white. So yeah, that's it. So let me get to a few updates. So one, and that's a big one. I've been going up and down with my A1C, as everyone knows. Not everyone, but most people that come here often know that I have type 2 diabetes, and I will probably link that. Because I usually see the way this goes. What had happened was how my blog is set up. I will type out what I want to say and then get on here and do audio. And while I'm talking, I think of different things. So when I say I'm linking it, it won't matter to you because you'll already see it. But I might, you know, there'll be something in there about my little story or journey. But I do have type 2 diabetes, and it's been up and down. When I was first diagnosed, I was at the highest you can be for what my A1C was, which was a 10, and that's the highest you can be. Once I was diagnosed, I got it all the way down to a 6.7, which is 2 points away from a 6.5, which is where they want you. But then your diet change, medicine problems, getting sick from medicine, dealing with my body changing, and I could never get it down where it was supposed to be. And just me not liking that doctor and having a lot of anxiety about getting blood work and having stress, like to eat for me was stressful. To pick up something, eat it, and then think about it afterwards, it was just, I had so much anxiety about eating. And what to eat and what to have. And you're not going to tell me that I can't have a little teeny chocolate bar or, you know, have a sip of ginger ale because I got stomach problems. So my A1C at my last visit was August, and that was at an 8. And an 8 is high, y'all. An 8 is very high. But I'm happy to report that I am down to a 7.3. And I can't even tell you how I did it. I will say that I am exercising more. I'm getting 3 to 4 days a week of cardio, and the other 2 days are just strengthening exercises, a little workout that I found on YouTube. I could make a whole post about that, and some yoga, and I walk a lot. My diet hasn't really changed that much. It's just more structured. And I got my A1C down during Halloween, and I was consuming copious amounts of candy, but I was also working out. And this is through Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is in there. Halloween is in there. We got birthdays, cakes, cupcakes, all the stuff you're not supposed to have. And I still got my A1C down. And I'm happy about that. I mean, this is awesome. It's such an achievement for me to be able to maintain that and still try to have a healthy balance. And now the next thing is seeing a doctor about my stomach issues, because over the past, not just recently, over the past several months, I've been having some issues. So I hope it's not like Crohn's or IBS. Maybe I need to take something out of my diet like dairy. My daughter and I had that discussion. I think I have a sensitivity to dairy, and it is not my friend all the time. Hard cheeses, I can have, but really soft cheeses, my stomach is like, not having it. So the next one is I have lost 5 pounds. And in the grand scheme of things, 5 pounds is not a lot of weight. But when you have type 2, it does everything to lower your blood sugar if you lose just 10 pounds. And the goal for me is never to be skinny, because that's not me. I like my curves. I like what I'm working with. And I'm too old to be jumping up and down on the scale like that. I wanted to get myself to a place where I look good in my things. I don't necessarily need to come down a clothes size, but I want to be healthier and look good in my things. So this is also me losing the weight has attributed to why my A1C goes down. You lose weight, your A1C goes down. It's a beautiful, magical thing. So next, I am so happy for this year and all that we've accomplished, but I am also ready to start planning some good things in 2020. I don't know what those are yet. Well, some of them I know, but I'm going to hold off and sharing that, because I'm not trying to have this be 2 hours long. I'll be like, I'm not going to listen to her yak about all this right now. I'm going to save it. So I want to have some big things popping in 2020. I really, really do. Next, at work, I am receiving my service award for 20 years. Technically, I've been there for 21 years, but my job is always a year behind, because they usually acknowledge you during our Christmas party, and our Christmas party is coming. So like I mentioned before, 20 years, that's enough time to raise a human. 20 years at a job, and I can't even say that time flew. I think the first 3 years I was okay. When I was at 5 years, I was ready to leave. After 5 years, I was fully vested and made it harder to leave. After 8 years, what I received in leave and vacation increased, making it even harder to leave. At 10 years, I am fully vested. My pension is looking like something, and it's even harder. 15 years, I'm like, well, I'm here now. I just might as well ride it out. Now at year 21, I technically have 6 more years to go before early retirement, if I feel like doing that. So I'm just going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. And I've gotten to a point where, yes, work can be difficult, but I am not going to let any human, any flesh and blood human, push me away from my goals or something that I want to do. You know, life doesn't work like that. You don't get to treat me any kind of way. I don't care if you're boss, exec, CEO. See, I don't care what you are. You don't get to talk to me and treat me any old kind of way to make me feel inferior and to run me away from a job that I've been at for years and years. So I've gotten to a point where I do my work and do my thing and stay in my lane, and I'll respect you if you give me that same respect. But with work, office work especially, it's just, it could be that vacuum. It can be all consuming. It can be soul sucking. We're not going to let that happen. So anyway, moving on to the very last thing and why we're here today is a Christmas story of sorts and what Christmas means to me and my family of one. So what Christmas means to me? Christmas to me is Bianca. And I know people are like, Christmas can't be your daughter, but let me explain. It's always been us. Us two against the world, against adversity, against when mommy didn't have enough money to do things, when mommy couldn't get you what you needed. We always had the holiday. I always tried to go above and beyond for the holiday and get her everything she asked for, because it's because of my child that I've kept my job. It's because of my child that I moved to a neighborhood that I could not quite afford. It was because of her that I did what I did and raised her in the way that I have. So things wouldn't always be so hard. Christmas to me is us, is togetherness, is love, is devotion. As long as we've had each other, Christmas has always been special. And for many, many years, it was always just us for Christmas. My mom would come, you know, every now and then, and, you know, she would go, Bianca would go see her extended family. But for a very long time, it was just us for Christmas. And even her as an adult, it was just us for Christmas. And, you know, we spoil each other because, you know, she's like, mommy, it's just us. We're all we've got. You know, I have my mom and I have my dad, and she's got her grandparents and extended family, and they're all there for us. But for us right now, when we're dealing with things and going through hard times and health issues and financial strife and what to do in real life and big life decisions and health issues, it is just us. So my Christmas story has always been Bianca. It's always been watching her come to our tree. And there are a lot of things I did. I always made sure we had a tree. We used to get live trees for Christmas. I always made sure we had a tree. I would always, you know, let her decorate. That would be something that we would always do together. I've never decorated the tree without her. Not in 20, because you can't decorate a tree when you're a baby. I would say by the time she was 5 years old, she was decorating that tree. So not in 23 years have I ever decorated my tree without her. That is a little bit of what Christmas means to us. And how it's us against the world. Some of the things, you know, that she's done for me over the years to take care of me, to ensure that I'm healthy, to ensure that I'm happy, to ensure that I have what I need, is why my voice is breaking up right now, because it brings me to tears, because I look at this person and I think, I raised this individual to be such a loving, caring, and kind person. And Christmas is one of those things that brings that home. So like I said, Christmas for us was always getting a tree. It used to be a live tree. Always getting a tree. We'd listen to Christmas music no later than the 10th of the month. Because it's like before that, we couldn't stand it. So we always listened to Christmas music the 10th of the month. The tree always came down the first week of January. What was under the tree was always three wants and two needs. You know, it was our Christmas. It was her making breakfast for me on Christmas morning. It's us sitting in our pajamas all day. It's us watching every Christmas episode of every television show that we have. It's those memories, it's those good times, it's that togetherness. And there is no other person that I would want to share that with. So even during those rough times where it might have only been one gift under that tree, it was still something for her. And I will always try to make Christmas as special for her as I possibly can, and as she makes it special for me. So what Christmas means to me is family. However you spend your holiday, And whoever you spend it with, be it friends, family, coworkers, extended family, know it is more about the love that you have for the people and less about the decorations and the gift giving. It's the love you have. It's the memories that you build. It's that card where you wrote that special note. It's those things that stand out and build those memories to make the best holiday possible. And the end. So yeah, that's gonna do it. This is long. This really is long. This is longer than what I wanted to be. But I just wanted to say to everyone, thank you so, so much for supporting me all throughout the year and for listening to these podcasts. You all don't know how much it means to me and how I appreciate it. This might be the last podcast of this year because I don't think I'll be back next Sunday. I mean, I will be, but not in this capacity. But I just want to say to everyone, have a happy, safe, wondrous, joyous, stress-free holiday. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for visiting. Don't forget to check out my next post, which will be Monday in my 12 Days of Christmas series. I'd love to have you check out the main page to see everything I posted. And with that, I will close today. Merry Christmas, y'all. And as I always say, know thyself.